This is St. Louis Public Radio. For Granite City steelworkers, the Great Recession ushered in a decade defined by hard-hitting layoffs. In 2008, U.S. Steel shuttered the century-old mill for the first time in its history, laying off 2,000. The plant reopened 6 months later, but in 2015 was idled again. The company has gradually been calling back workers, and now they're about to begin making steel again. St. Louis Public Radio's Mary Leonard has the story.
As the muggy Saturday afternoon melts into evening, steelworkers in Granite City are grilling hot dogs and pouring cold beer. They're toasting 500 colleagues who are finally back at work at the U.S. Steel plant just a few blocks away.
We will start being steel producers again, and we haven't done that since December of 2015.
That's Dan Simmons addressing the gathering. He's the head of United Steelworkers Local 1899, and he says these steelmaking jobs are important to the St. Louis region because they offer a solid middle-class income. He organized this party outside the Labor Temple on State Street.
It's not only a celebration for our employees and the members that we represent and their families, but it's for this whole community that supported us this whole entire time. 2.5 years is too freaking long, right?
U.S. Steel announced in March that it would restart a blast furnace and bring back the last of the workers who were laid off in Granite City in December 2015. The company credits President Donald Trump's tariff on imported steel for enabling it to make steel again in Granite City. Doug Byram is just glad to finally be back at work. He says no one expected the layoff to last 2 years.
It's pretty devastating. I mean, you do what you can to try to feed your family.
Byram says he was eventually hired by a small manufacturing company that paid $15 an hour, about half of what he makes at the steel mill.
I had bought a truck a year before we got laid off, not knowing it was coming. Well, I didn't want to lose it because I'd already paid on it for that amount of time. I even went out and mowed grasses and things like when I was a kid. You don't expect to be doing that at 53 years old to try to keep bills meet.
In his office at the Labor Temple, Simmons says it's been a long haul.
You know, because we've experienced it all. I've had grown men sitting in that chair where you're at, you know, crying. And, you know, I got to close the doors and become a counselor for them because I don't have all the answers, but I help them anywhere we can. This union will help them anywhere we can.
Jason Fernandez is 36 and was just elected vice president of Local 1899. He says he's proud to be a steel worker and it's important to keep U.S. plants running.
There was a modest living made at Granite City Steel that I've seen from family members and from neighbors and from friends' families that have had a very honest, decent livings just from working at the mill.
But on this day, it was a time to celebrate. A singer draped in red, white, and blue belted out rock classics.
Let me hear you, Granite City! Let me hear Granite City! Hear you,
and some of the steel workers wore fire-it-up shirts. A nod to the blast furnace they expected to start up at any time.
So let's get fired up!
Because some of the longtime workers retired or decided not to come back, the company's been hiring new steel workers. Saturday marked Myron Mitchell's first month at the plant. He's 27.
I grew up right next door. My backyard was the North Side Gate. That's my backyard.
Mitchell says he used to watch the steel mill from his school bus window when he was a child, hoping to work there someday. Now he does. I'm Mary Leonard, St. Louis Public Radio.